not forsake me, oh my darling.
More presidents have heard that tune than any other as they sat in the movie theater of the White House's East Wing. Do Not Forsake Me is the theme song for the classic Western High Noon. The White House has been screening movies at the president's whim since Woodrow Wilson watched Birth of a Nation in 1915. All the President's Movies is a new documentary about the viewing habits of the movie fan-in-chief and his family. It kicks off a weekend of special programming on Bravo, which begins airing reruns of the popular TV program The West Wing. Joining us now is Bert Kearns, executive producer of All the President's Movies. He's with us by phone from his home in Los Angeles. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Oh, thanks for having me, Neil.
What is interesting as you look at American presidents through the movies that they've watched?
Well, this truly is an alternative history of the White House and the Oval Office. It's a view of the president from a room that's very important, this White House theater, but which has been basically, you know, been ignored all these years beyond the occasional gossip item of a public screening. I think we really find that the leadership style of the president, often the decisions of a president, can be reflected by his movie tastes.
Well, High Noon has been popular with almost all of them. This is a movie, if you haven't seen it, about a lone lawman who's not getting any help in the town and has to stand up to the three evil crooks who are coming in and do what's right despite what everybody, including his fiancée at that point?
It was his fiancée, and she was a Quaker, I believe.
Ah, so don't be violent, and he's got to go out and do what's right. This has obvious metaphors for the presidency.
Well, sure, and what politician, what president wouldn't want to see himself as being Gary Cooper? Marshal Will Cain in this movie really is the man every president would wish himself to be, and unfortunately at times sees himself to be, the man who feels that he can take counsel from no one, he can really listen to no advisors who can tell him otherwise because he has no choice but to do what has to be done.
We're talking with Bert Kearns, executive producer of All the President's Movies, a documentary airing on Bravo. You're listening to Talk of the Nation on NPR News. One of the central characters in your documentary is the projectionist who manned the movie house in the White House for more than 30 years. Tell us a little bit about him.
Paul Fisher could be described as the man who wasn't there. He was a Navy man who got a job in the White House in 1953 as the projectionist because he was the one guy on his ship who knew how to run a 35-millimeter projector. And Paul Fisher was a very private, very quiet, very meticulous man who, without telling anyone, kept logs in these little government notebooks of every film that he projected, who was there, how many people were at the screening, what movie studio provided the film. And he kept these logs for 33 years, up until the middle of the Reagan administration when Paul Fisher retired. And he took these logs and put them in a steamer trunk in his garage, I believe, where they stayed for about 15 years until we found Paul Fisher. And in these logs are the records of more than 5,000 presidential screenings.
And it lets us know information like as the invasion of Cambodia was going on that President Nixon screened the movie Patton twice.
That very week. Interesting also about the Patton story is that at the time the movie was out, Nixon was known as Patton's biggest fan, and it was rumored that he had seen the movie as many as 30 times in the White House. But as Paul Fisher says, you go to the logs, and you find out that the film was screened 3 times in the White House, but then again it was screened 2 times that week. Nixon actually liked musicals. Those were his favorites.
The musicals of the 30s and 40s.
The 30s and 40s, yeah.
And he did go watch films with his buddy, B.B. Rebozo.
About 150 films with B.B. Rebozo. He watched films down in Miami, out at Key Biscayne. He actually, the night of the Watergate break-in, he and B.B. were sitting back watching a movie called The Skin Game with James Garner down in Key Biscayne, far from the action. Watergate.
Another president who spent plenty of time watching movies was Bill Clinton, including Three Kings, of course, invited along was its director, David Russell.
Listen, we use these cars to fight Saddam's soldiers.
So funny.
Cannot take.
What you mean, cannot take? We kick Saddam's ass, we definitely take.
We are the United States Army.
You are three guys with a bunch of civilians and no Humvee.
An excerpt from the movie Three Kings. It's about, again, if you haven't seen it, the aftermath of the first Gulf War. President Clinton had quite a reaction to that film.
President Clinton saw an HBO making-of documentary on the film and picked up the phone and invited David O. Russell to come show it at the White House. And David O. Russell brought with him a home video camera, and they let him shoot the entire reception and the screening as it went on. And what was most interesting was, after the movie was over, Bill Clinton led an hour and a half discussion about what happened during the Bush administration and why we really had a need to go back to Iraq and finish the job that was started under George Herbert Walker Bush.
How is there any indication, how much can you read into how presidents were thinking or how they've changed or how their ideas were shaped by the movies that they were watching?
We've had to be a bit cautious because, again, this is like the presidential den. It's the family room where they kick back and watch a movie. They can watch television in there right now. They can watch videos. But really, you find that people who have gone to these screenings, whether they're celebrities or people in the industry or friends of the president, often find themselves watching the president during the film rather than watching the movie. And they see that for 2 hours, a president is held enthralled by someone's point of view. Often presidents are seen wiping tears from their eyes. Often they're seen nodding in agreement to movies. And they see movies that are often, you know, very political and that have messages. And you can see in what follows that the president was influenced by it.
We do learn that President Reagan cried when E.T. looked like he was dying. Bert Kearns, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bert Kearns is executive producer of all the president's films, which can be seen on Bravo starting tomorrow night. And that answer to which X-rated movie was screened in the White House? President Carter, watching Midnight Cowboy. Lauren Horn was first to get that answer right. Congratulations. A little of the trademark song now from Everybody's Talking. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.